and God's hand is with us. That is what we are told in the baptism. And Laurie, you are getting baptized today. I think it is important to say that all of us, every child that is born, is welcome and loved by God. The baptism tells us about this, that God's hand is with you, always to the end of age. And Mary, just like John the Baptist, you are called for who you are, to be a sign of love and solidarity in the world. I think you might remember how we talked in Pizza Club, how we all are unique and precious, with treasures inside. Jesus calls you for the one you are, with your gifts, to be his disciple. And God's hand is with you. God's hand is with us. So what does that mean? We sometimes might ask where God is. John the Baptist asked for Jesus when being in prison, and Jesus did not come and save him, but gave him a hopeful message. A life with God is not a life saved from danger, darkness, or doubt, but a life where you are given hopeful messages. Message saying you are not alone. God's hand is with you. Every new day carries a new beginning for God's grace and love. And indeed, it is only the beginning of a summer that might carry both rain and sunshine, darkness and light. But we can approach it with a curious expectation for what God's hand might create. Yes, in midsummer, we are reminded that God might speak to us through summer's magic. But there might also be moments of God's grace that will be more personal, like for John the Baptist, moments that we will keep precious in our hearts. And John the Baptist, our church's patron saint, reminds us, darker times might come, but God's hand is with us, and God's hand is with our church. So let us celebrate. Amen.